Thank you very much. I had a little bit of a surprise today. The topic was, we made the topic and then we're going to figure out what to say. Happiness in turbulent times. I was talking to a not from friend today and I told him the three Yesodos of the speech and he said he just heard the same thing from the Dalai Lama. So I said, I'm going to change the entire speech. Chochma begoyim tamen, but to be mechaven to the Dalai Lama is not on my list of things to do. So we'll try to change a little bit. So the first question is, should turbulent times affect whether we're happy or not? So I think, before Nechazal, that it shouldn't make a difference. Happiness should be a constant. A person should be happy. The outside effects, what the players are in the game outside, shouldn't really make a difference. If a person's happy, he should be happy, whatever it is, whether it's hot, cold, whether the market's going up or down, real estate prices, all these things can affect feelings. But be'etzem, if a person's happy, he'll be happy under any circumstance. And if a person's not happy, he'll always find things to be not happy about. So we could take the turbulent times out. That's just a lot of noise that causes that a person shouldn't be happy. But if a person really finds menuchas ha-nefesh and happiness, be'etzem, he should be happy no matter what's going on around him. There's an interesting Mishnah. It says, Ezel oshir ha-sameach b'chelkoi. So I think I would have said, Ezehu Sameach HaSameach B'chelkoi. Who is happy? Someone who's happy. I mean, big Chiddush. But Oshir usually, Ashir is indicative of wealth, of possessions. So how do you have more possessions because you're happy with what you have? If you have a dollar and the other guy has $10, happiness or not happiness shouldn't make a difference. So I think the Pshat is Poshut. If a person has $10 in the bank and the bank is locked, he has nothing. If he has $1, but he has it on him, he could buy a soda with it. So he has what he has. So the only way a person can have access to what he has is if he's happy with what he has to find the happiness in that which he has. Whether he has a lot or a little, that's not the measurement even of Ashiris. And certainly not the happiness. It sounds like Hasamech Bechelkei is just a choice. Happiness is a state of mind. It doesn't say how much. What do you mean? Hasamech Bechelkei? Maybe your chelik is very, very small. Like Kol Yisrael Yesham Chelik Boilam Haba. Over there, everyone's happy with their portion. It's going to be geshmak. Money, I need more. But my portion in Boilam Haba, that you know, I'll be Samech B'chelkoi. So the question is, happiness is I think the first step of decision. We choose to be happy. It's a state of mind. One of the biggest deterrents, it's a Mishnah, is Aseh lecha rav v'istalek min hasofek. How does that mean happiness? Everyone knows, ein simcha katoras hasfekus. So if a person creates a matzav where he won't have sfekus, why? Aseh lecha rav v'istalek min hasofek. So he has no doubt. He's going on the path. What it will be is automatically right. It's not on his cheshbon. He is capable of plotting his way through life. He knows. He's following his Rebbe. Not only that, the smartest person, with maybe the exception of Adam Rishon, who ever lived, the Gemara says he made a judgment error. Shlomo HaMelech, Kolayim Shlomo Chota and Elatoya, but he made an error. The Gemara says, Kol Zman Sheshimi HaYachai, Shlomo HaMelech didn't do it. Shlomo and Shimi, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Mesama not in Miami, but sometimes the Rebbeim and the Bochim don't get along so well. So Shlomo's job in life was to kill Shimi, and they didn't have the best relationship. And despite that, Kol Zman Sheshimi Ayachai, Shlomo didn't make a mistake, because the power that a person, once he accepts a Rebbe, Aseh Lecha Rav V'Istalek Min HaSofik, even a Sofik that Shlomo Paskin was okay, so it causes you to not to have a Sofik that you didn't even know that it was a Sofik. Shlomo later on Paskin. So why before Shimi died he Paskin one way, and after he never asked Shimi the Shaila? But just knowing that maybe Shimi will correct him caused him to think twice, and subconsciously he came out with a different answer. So one of the things is a clarity in what we're doing and knowing where we're headed. There's a machloikis rishonim. What's tshuva? Person's chayv to do tshuva. So the Rambam Paskins add, Shemeid yodea ta'alumais. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu's made that a person uprooted. We paskin, just practically, like Rabbeinu Yoina, Hesiyatze is bederech toiv. When a person heads, l'moshul. In Sabotka, they used to give the following moshul, that let's say a person is heading from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and it's a 45-minute bus ride, and by mistake he gets on the ride to Yam HaMelech. So when he gets to Yam HaMelech, he's now an hour and a half away from Bnei Brak, and he's now waiting at the other bus stop. So he's technically closer to Bnei Brak than when he was only 45 minutes away, because he was heading in the wrong direction. When a person turns around, his yatsev b'derech hatov, when a person's heading in the right direction, it might be a year, it might be 10 years, it might be 120 years, it might be 200 years, but he's heading in the right direction. When a person's heading in the right direction, there's a certain feeling of geshmak and happiness. He's doing the right thing. The results are not really so important. We get caught up in the material world of results, net results, what's the actual return. If a person's heading in the right direction, he started learning Aleph Beis, he's now in the direction to go find satisfaction in learning. He's already has the building blocks and he will be happy. What about learning? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, there's two levels of people who are not so gishmak. One is an apikiris, and one is a megaloponim shaloi kalocha. Megaloponim is worse. So the Gemara says, what's an apikiris? Amar Rav Yosef, kegoin hani da amri, mai ahanu lon rabbonon. How do the rabbonon help us? It's mefurish in the Gemara. They have no question that it's good for the rabbonon avada. There's a Rav sitting in Yerushalayim and learning. Someone sitting in Miami and learning. He helps Miami. And the one in Yerushalayim helps Yerushalayim. But it doesn't help the guy in China. And it might not help the guy in the other state. The Rabbonim don't help others. They help only themselves. So he's a Balmadreg. He understands Torah is important. He understands that it's affecting the immediate surroundings, but he doesn't understand that he's helping other people. Rashi. Maya Hanilon. So where's the mistake? The heim einam yoidim sha'oilam miskayim aleihem. That even if a person's learning far off by himself in a corner, the entire world is resting on his shoulders. So if a person's sitting in some dingy basement learning Torah, not being aware that the entire world is benefiting from him, is minimum an apikiris. The Gemara says in the next line, Abaya says, no, it's not an apikiris, it's much worse. It's megaloponim shaloi kalocha. Why? Dechsiv, im loy brisi yomim v'lay, lachuk ha-shamayim v'aretz l'samti. A person who doesn't realize that when he opens up a Gemara for an extra 5 minutes on Shabbos, he's saving the world. Not just helping himself and his family and his community, the entire world, is at least an apikiris, and probably a megaloponim shaloi kalocha. If a person realizes the value in his choice of life, it's so easy to be happy. He opened up the Gemara for 5 minutes, and he's being paid at a tremendous rate. He's saving the entire world. If a person was walking home and he saved someone's life, he'd be glowing that day. He'd be glowing. You learned for 5 minutes before marriage. You saved the world today. All 7 billion people that exist in the world are today because of you. That was the task that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's what you're doing. You're not going to be happy. You just saved someone's life. A lot of somebody's. So that gives us a certain sense of accomplishment. Not only that, I think that there's a big difference in feeling from the results and feeling from the process and the way we get there. The battles, the challenges that we have. In the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, and Elokei Yaakov. There was one person, maybe more, but I only know of one other person who was a little bit upset with that brach. He felt his name should be there. He wanted to add Elokei David. So David came to Hashem with a taina. I want myself in Shemoneh Esrei. Elokei David. So Hashem didn't say, let's get real. You're not on their level. Hashem agreed with him. He said, there's one small difference. They were tested, and you weren't. So David said, that's it. I'll take the test. So Hashem told him what the test would be, and David failed. So I have a question. Why didn't Hashem just tell him, you're not on the level? It sounds like the process of going through the test is what made them great. It happened to be that David failed. But had David passed, he still didn't deserve till he would pass. Because going through the motions of the test, pushing yourself, itself raises your level. The fact that you have the potential to pass the test doesn't change anything until you actually do it, until you exercise those muscles and raise yourself. So when a person wakes up in the morning, it's not what can I accomplish today. When I go through the challenges, and I don't know which challenges I'll have today, but going through the challenges is what makes me a person. Not only that, it's brought down the halacha, the Taz. There's a question, there's a stira in Psukim. Hashem said, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. Rashi says, Hashem never put his name on a live person. Rashi says, well, Yitzchak was already old and blind, Batal Mimenu Ayetzahara, so Elokei Yitzchak. Yaakov, when he quotes the promise, he doesn't quote it that way. He says, Elokei Avram, Bupachad Yitzchak. Because Hashem doesn't put his name. You're allowed to quote HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Taz says, he didn't want to be chutz bedik to his father. To say that Yitzchak has no challenges, meanings there's no purpose in his life. It's a different perspective on what life is. Life is not about being easy. Life is not, we have challenges and we will overcome them. The going through the process is what makes us great. What is our goal in this world? To learn Torah, I'm not sure. The goal is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just create us in Olam Haba? And we'll be close to Hashem. Everyone knows the answer, Namedi Kisufa. People objectively can't take, they like to give. Ahava is from the root of Hav, to give. A person's naturally a giver. The best way he can give, we already showed from the Gemara, is by learning. He's building the world. If a person wakes up and says, challenges are a good thing, very good thing, they enable us to grow. The process of that growing is how I develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the going through it is an excitement in and of itself. It's not just the finishing. When I start a Masechta, there are many people thinking, oh, when I finish, it's going to be great. No, each word, each struggle to understand something, that's, I could find the excitement in that. Let's add one other step. Part of the challenge, it's a Gemara, is the focus on Iyun. To really understand something, there's something innately gishmak about understanding things. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that there was once a bad boy who decided to do tshuva because he wanted to get a good shidduch. His name was Reish Lakish. He met Rabbi Yochanan. And then they had a little bit of a fight, and Rabbi Yochanan killed Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so happy. He didn't have a good chavrusa anymore. Gemara Bab Metzia Daf Pei Dalet. So, Haviku Mitztar Rabbi Yochanan Basrei Tuva. He was very upset. He didn't have a good chavrusa anymore. Omer Rabbonon, man lezer lezvei lidayte. Who's going to calm Rabbi Yochanan down? Nezel Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos, di mechad din shmaitze. The best Avreich in the Kailo was Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos. He's going to go along with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's going to have the Gishmak come back to him, and everything's going to be good. Ozil Yosef Kamei. Kol Milsa Dehavi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Every single pshat that Rabbi Yochanan said, Omer Leitani Tzeach, Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos brought a riot in. Unbelievable. You say Yeshua and the guy comes over to you and gives you a riot to everything you said. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy. He said, Ad Kibal Kisha? Reish Lakish used to ask 24 questions, 24 answers. I assume it's a guzma to reach mem test, but a lot of questions, a lot of answers. Memele Ravcha de Shmaitze, there was a lot of learning going on. The Ravchitz, the Shmaitze grew. And you're like, and you, I don't know that I'm saying right. I already knew I was right, so you're bringing me another proof? What's the point? Ad kidei kach, he was so upset, the Rabbanim were big hish rachamim, and he died. I have a question. After all those 24 questions and the 24 answers, if it happened even one time that Rish Lakish beat Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan needs a raya. Maybe you made a mistake. Okay, you don't have the 24 questions, but you need a raya. So he says, I know I'm right, means that not one time did Rish Lakish win. Rabbi Yochanan was always right. So what did the 24 questions and answers do? So total waste of time. I know I'm right, so you're asking me questions and I'm wasting my time answering you. How's that any different than bringing a raya? The answer is Rav Chashmaitse. You can know the end result, but you don't understand all the nuances. It's a different learning. You can know the halacha. You can know which way to paskin, but you don't fully understand all the depth. And that was the difference in Rabbi Yochanan between life and death. Once he tasted the learning with a little bit more nuance, not right and wrong, it's right, but a little bit more nuance, a little bit more depth, a little knach, that was different, and now learning just it had no flavor anymore. So imagine if we start off the other way. Maybe we're not 100% sure we're right, and we delve into it, and we try to get the question and get the answer. That will raise the happiness within the learning. You take something, go over to someone and ask them a question on it. Try to pull out some depth. That will make us that much more happy in our learning. Everyone knows the pasuk says, "P'kud Hashem Yishorim Misam Chelev." In the Mir Yeshiva, a bacher wants to ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, but there's so many bachers in yeshiva are not happy. Without beating, without wait a second, Reb Chaim says, "Who says they're learning?" Sitting in front of a Gemara is not learning. Learning means connecting to what you're doing, understanding why you're doing it, and what you're doing. There's a big problem, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but it's probably here too. Bochrim, young Bochrim, they start davening at a young age. In Eretz Yisrael, they know what they're saying. Over here, they might not even know Pirush HaMilim, and they don't connect with it. They get older, and they're still not connected to davening. How do you have a relationship with someone when you're talking to them, you don't connect with it? Davening is boring, it starts off your day in the wrong way. If you connect to davening, it changes. When you start Maidani, you can go in front of the King of Kings in your pajamas before you wash your hands and say thank you that he gave you back a neshama. That means there's a purpose. You don't need a neshama to go make money. You don't need a neshama to go stand at the corner and do the same thing you did yesterday. There's a purpose, there's a tafkid, and I'm here and it makes a difference. Ahani le rabbonon. What I'm doing, if I wouldn't be here, the world would be a different place. It's an achrayis, but mitzad sheni, it gives me a tremendous, tremendous sipuk. Happiness is not a fleeting feeling. It's sipuk. I'm accomplishing something. It's an achrayis, but having the achrayis gives me that satisfaction. I want to talk for many people. The Eve Esa Malenu, the Baal HaGadol says, Elo Abonim. I think anyone who's up with current events understands today raising children is one of the hardest things. I'm going to try to bring out something that's relevant to things that not are just children, but it's also relevant to children. Everyone throws around the term quality time. It's a sad excuse for people who don't want to be responsible and instead they don't have quantity time. So we now have a term, quality time. We can now pack in everything that we wanted. Like, we'll have a quality life. We'll only live for 5 years, but it'll be really quality. No one will accept that. You'll have quality money. Instead of the millions that you wanted, you'll get $1,000 but for your job, for working for the next 10 years. But it'll be quality dollars. They're fresh. No one would accept it in any other way. But let's see the pasuk. It says, Vayigdul ha'norim b'yakov v'nesof. Esav ish yedei etzayit, ish sode, Yaakov ish tom yoshev oylim. Vayav yitzchok es Esav, ki tzayit bepiv, v'rivko heves es Yaakov. Says the Klal Yoker. What's the explanation why Yitzchok loved Esav and Rivka loved Yaakov? Okay. Lefi, kishahoy yeshoy aloy oviv, ma ato isa besode kol ayin. What are you doing? Are you misnatzel? Kidei lo tzutzai lo viteri flipiv shel aviv. Ulefi sheloi hayom motzui etzel imoi. Rivka was able to see. She knew good and well what Esav was busy doing. And the reason why she didn't love him is because he was a bad kid? No. Lefi sheloi hayom motzui etzel imoi. He didn't spend his time by his mother. That's why Rivka didn't love him. Not related to the actions or lack of actions that he did. Why? Because Yaakov was the Ishtam Yoyeshevayel? No. Shehoya Motzi Eitzel Imoy. Vehol Gaguel Alev. A person naturally has a love for a child, but it has to be brought to fruition. By spending time, it triggers those feelings. So Esav spent time with Yitzchak, so Yitzchak's feeling of paternal love was drawn out to Esav. And Rivka spent time with Yaakov, so the maternal love came to Yaakov. And it's clear in the Klei Yaakov, had they switched roles, despite all the actions, it wouldn't have made a difference. They would have loved the one that spent more time. So obviously, we're going to have to exchange. The only quality time that we have is quantity time. So we have to find time. If we want our children and we want ourselves to develop that love, we have to spend time with them. But Masha Negeya to our sugya of being happy and connecting with the Torah is if you want the natural love that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come out, we have to spend the time. Kol Gaguel, if we're busy with our business, unfortunately that love might get misconstrued and get into that. If we spend time in our davening, if we spend time in our learning, the love, the natural love that we have will go. And when we love what we do, it's going to be a lot easier and we're going to be a lot happier. The first step, just in a practical sense, is coming on time. Anything that's important is on time. Coming 30 seconds late or coming exactly on time already puts us at a disadvantage. The easiest physical step that we can do is come on time. The shiur starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, be there at 2 minutes to 9. That chitzonius will cause us to have that love for the learning, for the davening, come a few minutes early. That will cause us to develop that. Not only that, we just want to tie it into the parasha. In Ba'aloi Yisrael, the Ramban is the kasha, the old Rishonim ask, why is Ba'aloi Yisrael after Nosoi? And he quotes, he says, why not the Keteris? Only a Kohen Gadol can go in. And he says, because when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, there won't be a Keteris. So Ramban is obvious kasha, when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, there won't be a Menorah either. So he says, "V'inei dover yodua shekshem beis hamikdash kaim hakabonis b'teilim mipnei chubonoi af haneris b'teilois aval loy ramzu el haneris chanukas chashmenoi shohi noheges af la'achachurbin begoluseinu." Everyone lights a Chanukah menorah. So it came because of the Koyan, and you're comparing that to Ktiris? And the answer is poshut. However great a gift is, but when it's relegated and limited in time, the connection is minimized. But the neiros of Chanukah that are going to be for posterity, that creates a kesher shel kayama for longer. We have one thing that's even more than the neiros that are 8 days, and that's the Torah. 24/7, 355, and whatever percent days a year, a person can connect to the Torah anywhere, with a sefer, without a sefer. He has, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a part of him. Right? He gave us the neshama, he gave us the Torah. That's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible any other way. And by us realizing that, we have that present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our tafkid, that's our goal, that's how we keep the entire world. Each of us is charged with an unbelievable mission. We can go out, we can raise everyone else by us learning. Not necessarily teaching, maybe even better, but at least learning, we open the Gemara, we push ourselves, we come on time, we try to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us purpose, that removes us from the sveikas, and that will give us true serenity, true happiness, true sipuk, because we're really accomplishing. Have a great evening.